When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the weekly wrap-up, and I have a surprise. I didn't want to say anything, but Kendrick is here, guys.
Hi.
Kendrick is here. I'm so happy about that. I'm trying to practice going live on Instagram simultaneously with this. So hold on. Let me see if I'm pressing the right button. Ooh. Okay, I think I did it. I'm doing a practice because you can pick to go. You can pick practice lives on Instagram. Yeah, I didn't know that either. But I think that's the safer bet because I'm not even sure if it's doing it. Is it live?
Let me look on Instagram and see. I don't know. Anything.
No, I don't think it'll show up if it's a practice. I don't think it'll. I better not.
No, it's not on my end. So I think you're okay.
Okay, good. I was like, dude, you're okay. You even try that? Because I'm not sure. We have some major breaking news. Okay. Caroline Manzo.
Oh, yes.
Caroline Manzo has sued Bravo for claiming that Brandi Glanville sexually assaulted, not like on her on the girls' trip. So, okay, I'm going to read, this is from Variety. So I'm going to read it.
Okay.
A cast member as of yet aired season of Ultimate Girls Trip sued Bravo on Friday. Hold on. Alleging she was sexually harassed and assaulted by Brandi Glanville. Caroline Manzo, who previously appeared on The Real Housewives of New Jersey, alleges that Glanville forcibly kissed her and groped her vagina and breasts during taping of an episode.
Not the vagina and breast, honey.
Not the vagine. The suit filed in state court in New York alleges that Bravo and other NBC Universal entities knew of Glanville's history of sexually harassing conduct and yet hired her anyway because her behavior would be good for ratings. Okay, quote, defendants even encouraged Ms. Glanville to become drunk on the set so that she would be more likely to commit outrageous and harassing acts, thereby helping defendants' ratings without regard to the rights and safety of those around her. Now, let's not forget, well, I'm going to talk about it later in this episode. Let's not forget that butler is already suing.
Yes.
Over Brandi.
Mm-hmm.
So, honey, the problem not Brandi is not being a Caroline. Pariah. Exactly. It's like she's trying to so blame it on Caroline, but it's like you got two though now, girl. Two.
Mm-hmm.
But Glanville is not named in Caroline's filing. Which I kind of expected. She's suing Bravo.
Okay.
And NBC Universal. Yeah.
So she like Brandi broke ass, ain't got none. I know that's right, Caroline. Don't waste your time.
Sis. Right? She's like, don't worry. That's not even necessary. Let's go after NBC. Okay, so this goes into, I'm about to read, they get the full detailed events leading up to the alleged assault. We finally get this in a legal document. So it's got to be accurate to some degree because there's going to be fact checking. They'll get all the footage. Everyone will have privy to all the footage. So they'll be able to look at it if this doesn't get settled.
Okay, Emily Parks, Esquire.
I'll take it. Yeah. Okay, so. Here we go. The cast members were filming the third day of the trip in Morocco when tensions began to arise between Manzo and Glanville. The cast members were at the home of a local chef when Glanville made rude and offensive sexual comments. Duh. At one point, she compared a vegetable to a penis, saying, "That pepper looks like a dick." which, yeah, I hear it. I it's in my ears. I hear it vividly. Mm-hmm. Glanville was also using a potato peeler to peel a strawberry. When the chef corrected her, Glanville said, "I know, bitch, this is what I want to do."
Oh, goodness.
Manzo reprimanded Glanville, saying that her comments were appalling and put American women in a bad light. I'm going to open my Diet Coke 1 second.
Okay.
Ooh, do you hear that?
Ooh, mm, ASMR,
right.
Okay.
Mm, that's right. According to the complaint, Glanville responded, "Shut up, this is my vac-" Oh, I'm sorry, I missed it. Manzo reprimanded Glanville, saying that her thing, okay, yeah. According to the complaint, Glanville responded, "Shut up, this is my vacation, bitch. I'll do what the fuck I want."
Me.
I'm like, there's no crime there, no crime right there. Later that evening, the women were taping a scene at the villa where a snake charmer was performing. The suit alleges that Glanville was clearly drunk and that she came over to Manzo, who was on the couch, forced Manzo's legs apart, and put her head on Manzo's thigh. I can see all of it. Mm-hmm. Manzo pulled away, but Glanville sat down next to her and forcibly kissed her and then put her tongue in Manzo's mouth, according to the complaint. Manzo broke free and, distraught, went to the bathroom to wash her hands. This is the part. While standing at the sink, Glanville allegedly came up behind her, pressed her body against Manzo's, and wrapped her arms around her. Manzo tried to get away, but Glanville pressed her up against the bathroom door. Glanville then reached around Manzo's body and then groped, grabbed, and forcibly fondled Manzo's vagina and breasts, the lawsuit states. At the same time, Glanville pushed her face into Manzo's neck in order to kiss her. Oh. Manzo cried, "Help, help," until finally Alex McCord opened the bathroom door and let her out. The next day, Glanville sent Manzo a text. "I'm sorry I made you feel uncomfortable." But Manzo wanted to be kept apart from Glanville from that point on. But Glanville was nevertheless at lunch with the group the following day and also took part in a camel ride. So the suit alleges that over the producers continued filming for several more days and sought to get Manzo and Glanville to meet in order to heighten the drama. And ultimately Manzo left Morocco. So that's going to definitely be part of the suit. Like, and she didn't want to film with her. And then you guys made her film with her.
See that? Let me tell you something. Smartest move on Caroline's part. Because if you're going to sue somebody, the defense is always going to say, "Well, why did you stay?" Or, "Why did you do this? Why did you do that?" She immediately removed herself from the situation. Good job, Caroline Manzo. That's going to get you far in this case. Ooh.
Let me look on Twitter to see if Glanville, she probably shouldn't say anything, but Brandy likes to run her mouth on the Twitter. Yeah,
she can't.
Let's see if she's responded. 3 days ago, 4 days ago. Okay, no, she hasn't. She hasn't put anything out. Well, Brandy, I had heard the story, and that's right on par with what I heard. I knew that Alex was the one who like got producers because there weren't cameras in the bathrooms. Mm-hmm. I had heard that. So because the way Brandy describes it is that they were all just having a good time. Right. All of us were having fun. But like her version of fun is different than most people's version of fun.
Why am I thinking back to Ultimate Girls Trip season 2? Who was it Brandy and Taylor that had a moment during that? Like one of the nights they were all in there. I feel like they were exchanging gifts or something. I don't know what they were doing, but they were all
Dorinda,
in there.
Dorinda, right?
Mm-hmm. Those Dorinda, Tamara, I don't know if Vicky was there. Vicky was a crybaby the whole time. So I don't know if Vicky was there or not, but Eva, Phaedra, like that season, they were all like in that manor somewhere.
In their pajamas?
I think so.
Was it like the pajama party thing?
Didn't two people make out? Am I totally making that up? I feel like two people made out at some point, like in the living room, manor kind of area.
Maybe someone in the chat is...
And hi to everyone.
By the way, hi to everyone in the chat. Sorry, I just got right into this and I didn't even say hi to everyone in the chat. Hello. Hi, Kelly. Hello, Nish. Oh my God, I can't go through everybody, but hi, guys. Caroline went after the bag. Came on late. I hope she sued Brandy, although Bravo has the deep pockets. So yeah, no, she, Caroline, in case you're just joining, Caroline is suing NBC and Bravo, which, yeah. Exactly like Mark. Exactly like Kendrick said, Brandy doesn't have any money.
Exactly.
What are you going to get out of Brandy?
Sure.
But so it's, I, I don't know why. I shouldn't say this. I'm not happy that she's suing Bravo. That's not the right word, but I guess it is, honestly, because Brandy's never going to learn. And no. They're never going to, like I said, when this originally came out, that it is on Bravo. You guys totally encouraged her to do this. Well, like mm-hmm. I thought she was too inappropriate the first time we had her on Ultimate Girls Trip. So if you're going to bring her back, she's clearly not going to think they didn't like that or whatever I did was bad. She's just going to think that she should keep doing that. So it's totally on them. So Bravo, absolutely. I love you, but like this time. Is a lesson because
it's her MO. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely her MO. Brandy does this every time.
And then plays victim.
Plays victim every time. Every time. It's nothing new. And it's so this time I really wanted to give her like the benefit of the doubt because I think at one point, like when this story was first developing and we were hearing the rumors like during filming, I feel like two people came out and said that they were Team Brandy. Sox
is being crazy right now, huh?
Someone, I had to like put her on mute because someone rang the doorbell and
she's oh, it's over. Nuts it's over right now.
So annoying.
Good I used God. To have to put notes on all my deliveries. Don't ring the doorbell. Don't knock on the door. Please just leave it there and go away because it's just going to activate all the dogs in the house.
God. Exactly. Let me text my cousin is here. Let me text and say, please stop her.
She's not going to. See, that's what pit bulls are the worst, but they're also the best because they're just relentless like that.
Right.
She's just good out there Lord. Talking. No one's there anymore, but she's like, did you hear that?
Right.
Someone was here. Did you
she's
hear
so
it?
Mad.
I'm going to keep telling you about
it. Now.
Exactly.
Goodness. A full plate of food. Oh, well.
Okay. Sorry. I totally cut you off because I needed to know what Sox was doing.
Oh, what was I saying? Why do I feel like, and I don't want to say the wrong names because everyone's enjoying Phaedra right now, but I feel like it was Phaedra and Eva maybe that said that they were Team Brandy because mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. something in the situation. I don't remember the reason they gave, but they
came
said
to her
they
defense by saying, yeah, they said, cause they felt bad for her. They said, and they were like, oh. We were there. It wasn't a big deal. So they clearly missed the bathroom part.
No offense. Oh. Because I am like standing Phaedra right now. Cause there's nothing I love more than the traders right now. Like no one will separate mm-hmm. me and the mm-hmm. traders. I don't care mm-hmm. if I pay for mm-hmm. no other subscription, I'm mm-hmm. paying for Peacock. I don't know if Phaedra should be a trusted authority on sexual.
I know.
Max Candy Bird. I don't know, but okay.
That's kind of what I said too when she came to her defense. I'm like, is this really is this a reliable witness or credible right. source or whatever the word is? But yeah, I thought the same right. thing. I'm like,
not that anyone on that really cast is. But right.
It's like, well, Phaedra's on my side. It's like, well, there was right. a reason where right. that was questionable. So yeah, but they both said that they felt bad because none of us had seen footage and we were already jumping to conclusions and they didn't want to ruin her chances, I get her money. Mm-hmm. Like they felt bad. Everyone, that's the thing. There's enough people around Brandy that end up feeling bad for her.
Right.
So they just co-sign the behavior. And that's why she keeps getting away with it. So
can I ask you something? You would know better than me because I used to audition and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you know in this kind of situation, I wonder if they were paid up front or if it was a part of their contract that like, once this is filmed, once it starts airing, all this kind of stuff, then you'll start getting your payments or was everything
you mean for
done?
Ultimate Girls Trip?
Yeah. Cause like this season's not going to air now. Like it's not happening.
Oh my
so
God. No.
Do you?
Wait, good question.
I don't know. Were they paid? Lawyers in the comments section. Help us out. Like what's yeah, going let on me, here?
I'm at, do you, would we, I can't imagine they would pay them up front. Right. I would think it's almost, it would be cause well, I guess it's different. It's a limited series because I know that they do sometimes like episodic rates and you do get more. They would get paid, obviously. They would get paid. They're not going to not get paid. Right. They had a contract.
Right. And I think Girls Trip, they if I'm not mistaken, you know how like random stuff just comes back to you. I don't know where any of this comes from, so don't expect any source quoting here. But I feel like I remember at some point someone said that the housewives were paid for the week of Girls Trip, not like per episode.
Yes.
So like,
that's what I heard too. Yeah, we heard that from something. We heard that from, I think maybe Leah said it. I feel like it's coming out of Leah's mouth.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she was doing a lot of
it. It was definitely a New York housewife because somebody was saying how they wanted to get paid like this amount and this amount for doing the show. I think, it was when, who was supposed to be on there?
Jill Zarin.
That's who we heard from. She was supposed to be on that season of Roni that of Ultimate Girls Trip that no one watched. Catch because I ain't telling you what I heard, I'm telling you what I know. That nobody watched. She was the one that was doing all the talking, and they were when she like kind of blurted with stuff out, she was saying how they were getting like the contracts for the week, not for per episode, and that's what it was. I think Dorinda had a huge issue with Jill getting paid the same amount as the rest of them, and they all like it was a whole thing where all of them felt like Jill shouldn't make the same. Like, how weird to count somebody else's money, really? Like. Weirdos, but not that great.
I don't remember that story at all.
I know. You know, the most random things get stored in my brain, and I don't know why, but that's one thing I randomly remember.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a light topic, and then we'll get into
another one. 250K per week on Ultimate Girls Trip. Thank you. Is it Susan?
Thank you, Susan. $250,000. My God. Damn.
It's a good week.
Okay. So this is just happy news. Jon Stewart is returning to The Daily Show as a host and executive producer starting February 12th. He is doing it to help. He's going to be covering because, you know, Trump is coming back and running. And I feel like it was such a weird sense of hope. It's all he's going to do is comment on stuff. But I just felt very comforted by that.
Right. Trevor's been gone for a while now, hasn't he? I know he just won a.
And they haven't had a host.
Right, because I know Leslie Jones did it for a while. I like when she did it. Some other people like jump in and jump out, but
yeah, but they really, yeah, they have not. I wondered if they knew that they were planning on bringing him back, and that's why they weren't hearing someone.
He just won an Emmy for that, right? Did Trevor Noah just win an Emmy for like Best Host or something?
Was it for that? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was for that, right?
But I think he left sometime. That's what I was wondering. Like, must have been sometime because I know the Emmys were a weird award season.
It was sad when he said he was leaving. Yeah. Yes, they were. The Emmys were at a weird time. Mm-hmm. Are the Emmys usually later or earlier? They're usually like the first.
I feel like they're usually in September, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Like, they kind of fall outside of everything else. And they're normally,
that's right.
But the strikes were happening, so they couldn't.
I kind of prefer them joining in and being with everybody.
Yeah, just get all the shit out of the way at the same time. Yeah, like, no offense, but.
I don't need, why do you have to come all late? Just be, just exactly. Do it all at the same time. Okay. It's stupid. Dumb. Okay. Now we're on to another dark topic.
Oh dear.
The Cheer, Monica Aldama's son was charged with 10 counts of child pornography possession in an indictment filed the day before Aldama's arrest last week. A grand jury accused him of possessing or accessing with the intent to view visual material that he knew contained images of children younger than 18 engaging in sexual conduct. The indictment referenced the titles of 10 different video files, which were cited as evidence. The titles are graphic and disturbing, and some blatantly advertise children as young as 2, 4, and 7 years old being abused.
I did not read that part.
Yeah. However, the attorneys representing Aldama obviously said that there is no merit to this and claim this is shameless exploitation of celebrity connections.
Oh, girl, shut up.
Yeah. In response to the recent media scrutiny surrounding our client, Austin Aldama, we want to set the record straight. The attention drawn to this case, fueled solely by the celebrity status of his mother, is an egregious attempt to distort the truth. Distort the truth. Let us be absolutely clear. Austin is innocent. The charges against him lack legal merit, and we are confident that the facts which will prove his innocence will come to light during the legal proceedings. The shameless exploitation of celebrity connections is nothing short of a witch hunt, and it's time to respect the principles of our criminal justice system.
I stopped listening when you said celebrity status of his mother. Girl, please.
Now,
they tried.
Like, it's just, like, are they saying that he's being set up? Are they saying that someone, like, planted this on his computer or something? Because this is not right. The first legal scandal involving the cast of Cheer, which, you know, hello, Jerry Harris. He was like the lovable whatever guy, and he was sentenced to 12 years in federal prison. But he was actually like more engaged. He pled guilty to persuading a minor to send him sexually explicit photographs in exchange for money,
right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And then he also had to plead guilty to a charge of traveling for illicit sex with minors. Mm-hmm. So he was like that. He was engaging.
Yeah. I remember that one of the episodes was shocking. Yeah, one of the episodes, season two, remember, they talked to the twins that he was like, it was two, I don't want to say like 13 or 14, like young, like two twin boys. There was something like they were at a cheer competition. They kind of viewed him as a celebrity, I feel. And like they were going back and forth with them. And he was like demanding they send them pics, go in the bathroom now and do this. And it was wild. I'm sorry, but I feel like this within 2 years, this is the second charge to cut. At this point, it's a pattern. Like there's something in the culture down there that's like, I don't know what it is, but it's nasty. Y'all nasty. What y'all doing? I'm sorry.
But is like how can they be so sure that this guy is like not guilty, cuz he's got this material that has titles in it?
That's what they
got to say. You know, I'm only concerned. Okay, so you're going to see content from me coming up, guys, that I guess it's probably smart that I talk about it here for a second. So okay, in 2014, this is a case. You're gonna see it, the content's gonna be weird. I'm gonna do true crime content, I'm gonna try to like expose the case. But it's okay. In 2014, Daniel Holdsclaw was okay. It starts in 2014. In 2016, technically, he was sentenced to 265 days in prison.
Goodness.
For sexually assaulting seven women and a teenager, and they were all Black women. So at the time, it was right after Ferguson, when Michael Brown was shot and killed. So we were like extra. So I remember when I saw him on the news, I was like, fuck that guy. Get him. What a horrible abuse of power. He was a police officer, and allegedly all these assaults took place while he was on duty.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Well, I was at a selfish point in my life, so I didn't really care. I was like, okay, good night, whatever. But years later, so like 6 years ago now, I came across this video this woman did on YouTube about how he was basically like framed. And there was no physical evidence whatsoever, but they capitalized on the Black Lives Matter movement. I think they were diverting attention away from real scandal going on in the Oklahoma City Police Department. Because this guy had nothing on his record. You know how there's that like the pact that they all make? Maybe he wasn't willing to play the game and like would report things when they did, when other cops did something wrong. I don't know, but there's no physical evidence. And the way they went after more suspects, and that never happens. When a cop is accused of something, they protect their own. They cover up murders, for crying out loud. But these detectives went searching for more people, all that fit the description of being Black women who had a history of drug abuse or prostitution. So they interacted with him. And let's put it this way. Most of the time, if this was a cop they were trying to protect, if a bunch of Black women who had a history of drug abuse and prostitution came forward as like,
wouldn't get taken seriously.
They'd be like, sure, okay, you guys. So all of a sudden they trust all these people and they go after all these people. So yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I'm in this zone of looking at evidence, like factual. I'm like, well, where did they get this? Was it placed on his computer? I don't know. I'm in that zone right now, clearly.
Oh, you're talking about Austin,
yeah,
Alabama.
There are titles advertising children as young as 2, 4, and 7.
Yeesh.
It's either a horrible, horrible fucking like reality that this area is infested with maybe victims that are now perpetuating the abuse. That's what I meant to say. Mm-hmm. Or so, I don't know. This kid's being set up. I don't know. It's weird. I'm sorry. This thing is wild to me.
Ooh, I don't believe he's being set up.
Okay.
Okay. It's hard for me to believe because, one, I think, I don't know, certain, there's like, how do I want to say? I want to say this without getting us put off YouTube.
We're already going to be put off YouTube. YouTube's already mad at us.
Like, I feel like there are certain like areas of interest that already kind of attract nastiness, like a certain perversion. And cheerleading has always been one of them. Like, not to like down like anybody, because like I love what, like, you know, the competitive cheerleading, like amazing and stuff like that. But the behind the scenes, you hear so much about like eating disorders being promoted. You hear so much about like the creepy guys that like come with no kids like to the competitions, mm-hmm. and you know, yeah. that's anywhere from right the small like kids divisions all the way up to like university and stuff. So like it's a lot of stuff that like can't necessarily be controlled, but there's an element of it around. And so certain things I'm always like, I kind of believe that. Okay. And then one of the reasons I believe it too is because like, okay, like Monica, ain't nobody trying to win a title that damn bad to set your son up. Your son, not even like your star cheerleader. Like, what's the name of the girl that like is on the cover of every magazine holding her leg? Not even her. Mm-hmm. I must say Gabby, but I don't think that's right. Like, no one's even framing her. Your son? Really? Like, no. I think somebody tipped him off. I think he got too comfortable. He told somebody and they came and got their computer and it was on and crackulating. Or
I think that actually sounds more correct than him being set up.
I just, it's hard for me to, something about like people being sexual predators for minors. Like, I can believe like, you know, someone setting up like an adult for that for like other adult people. Like, I can believe that because
you're
that
right,
might
but
be
another, what's it called? Perpetrator. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
I feel like something with like kids being involved, it's always like, okay. Because this, when kids are involved, that automatically puts it up on a federal level, right? If I'm not mistaken, I might be completely making that up. But I feel like I listened to enough true crime to know that I think it's grand.
Yeah, I think it is federal.
Okay. I think once that happens, because I feel like if it's going federal, they got a case against you. Like, they got some evidence that probably can't be refuted. Y'all better ask Jen Shaw, because they got some things against you, baby. I don't know. That's a hard, you know, him being set up is a hard sell. Now, the guy you were talking about at first, but I remember, now that you jog my memory, I do remember that.
Daniel Holtzclaw,
I can definitely see that now, because I've been studying
the case and like all of the evidence. I've read every single thing I possibly can. I've looked through evidence. Like, I became like a deep diver. God, it's exhausting, by the way. How do people, caring that much is annoying.
Right.
But that guy, yeah. But you're right. When it comes to the son, I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. All right, fine. Then I presented the theory. Do with it what you will.
Yes. And you know what? And if you would come here and said that he was being set up and we didn't know about Jerry too, I feel like Jerry's always in the back of my mind when I'm talking about this case.
Because
I'm like, ooh, pattern. I don't know. It just feels like this is all so close knit. Like, this is...
Ooh, what's Monica hiding?
I know. That's what I'm... Why was I thinking? Like, wasn't Jerry like particularly close to Monica too?
Yes.
Like, I feel like he was always like in the house and
oh no.
Right. So now I'm thinking like,
ooh, I just got chills.
I know. Ick. Maybe that's another problem. Okay. Let me before I turn up missing. Let's go. I don't want to turn up missing time.
We're gone. We're screwed. Yeah. Oh no. We just hit something. Okay. Okay. All right. We're gonna move on. We're going to leave you guys with those theories and our thoughts there. I think we tapped it. Right on it. Ooh. Next, let's just make fun of someone. Ooh. Tristan Thompson is suspended for 25 games for violating a drug policy. Okay, so I here's my theory, because so according to, he tested positive for, I can't pronounce it, ibutamorin or whatever, but it can
ibutamorphine or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, which can increase growth hormone secretions and bunch of letters and numbers, also known as something else, I can't just say, but it's a selective androgen receptor modulator that mimics testosterone. And when I read that, I go, ah, he probably thought this wouldn't show up in a drug test. He's like, oh, no. Some guy was like, no, dude, it doesn't even show up. Okay. Trust me. You could, all of them are doing it. And then
God.
He's so stupid. So and 25 games.
Jeez.
That's a lot.
I know the seasons are long, but geez, 25. You dummy. I, you know what? I know people like that have had to, well, didn't have to, but they elected to get on this because they like work with like trainers and all this kind of stuff. And like, you know, some people just have so much trouble gaining weight. I've never had that problem, but some people like really, I know, really have trouble gaining weight. And so I know a guy that got on this, like got prescribed to him. He got on it and he's been like, hey, he's gained like 15 pounds or so, I think, like just from it. So I'm wondering like, but now I'm wondering, I'm like, what did you like? No, he definitely thought that like this wouldn't show up like a steroid or like a something else, because
it
otherwise
mimics testosterone. So they're like, it doesn't show up at all. Nothing. We found a way to cheat the system. And he's like, God damn it.
Right.
You told me everyone was taking it.
You're in a sport. You can afford a private chef and a trainer. Like there's no excuse for you to need to be on performance enhancing drugs. Like just tell them to add a little more protein to your diet. Put one more damn chicken breast on your plate. Hit the gym a little more, you'll be okay. Like, you don't need to do all that. So you did it because you wanted to.
Is he a good player? I don't know anything about him.
He's not a marquee name. So, like, you're not going to, like, he's not going to get no Steph Curry money. He's not going to be a LeBron or a, you know, a Jason Tatum or anything like that. But, like, he plays his role on the team. We'll say that much.
Okay, he plays his role on the team.
There we go.
That is the best you could get.
Yes.
He plays his role on the team. He gets the participation award.
Exactly. There we go. He'll be there.
Oh, okay. So now let's go back to the Bravo getting sued and being sued and all that stuff.
Okay.
So Bravo's fighting against that Butler lawsuit, right? Now, I don't know if everyone remembers, but Phaedra's named in that lawsuit too. Yeah.
I know.
Hold on. Let me see if I can find where I put it. So the suit claims that Bravo and Shed Media encouraged this behavior again, claiming producers encouraged her to become drunk. This is about Brandy. Phaedra is also listed, despite not being sued. Defendants further encouraged other housewives, such as Phaedra Parks and others, to become inebriated and sexually harass others. As a result of the defendants' actions and inactions, Ms. Glanville and Phaedra Parks sexually abused and harassed Marco Vega, causing him emotional distress and other damages. Marco says that Phaedra slapped him on the butt and that Brandy ripped off his shirt. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It's the part two. I always remember Brandy goes, earn your money, Marco. Take your shirt off. Do something.
Yeah.
That was the part. They, I was like, you just, what the fuck are you doing?
That's what's wild too. Cause why would they air that? Like they could have, they,
good
someone
point.
Had to have like watched this and been like, so if you're going to put out
one
a TV
person.
Show, not one person, no, a paralegal, get Meghan Markle on the case. She was on Suits for years. Like get Olivia Pope, get somebody to watch the episodes before they air and say that right there, right? That might be a lawsuit. That might be a lawsuit waiting to happen. She kind of, I don't know if you know, but she kind of snatched his shirt open. He took the buttons and he said no. And she did it
he
anyway.
Went, no.
Might be a little bit of harassment there. So
if the genders were reversed.
Exactly.
Done.
Could you imagine? We finally. Oh, this is so bad. So bad.
Oh, no.
I don't know why. For some reason, when you said the genders are reversed, I immediately pictured like the Jersey Housewives like doing this to like some woman like at like out on a night.
Oh,
can you imagine? I
was oh, my God.
We'd finally get Joe Gorga.
Big
off
Frank.
Our TV.
Like Frank exactly. Senior. Oh, yeah.
Because well, I can picture what... Joe Gorga like getting drunk and like. Being way too handsy like he always is, and it's like
oh totally
ooh. Ooh.
So Bravo, this is their response. Plaintiff's vague allegation that he told producers that he was being sexually harassed by Glanville lacks any specificity, including when he allegedly made this statement, to whom and how they responded. In addition, the showrunner, John Paparazzo, and one of the executive producers of the season said, I was present and observed the cast for the entirety of the burlesque show event and dinner that evening, including the portion of the evening when plaintiff danced with various cast members. Based on my observations that evening, plaintiff seemed to be having a good time, laughing and participating during the event. So bad. They've moved. This is their motion to dismiss the case, and that's what they said in it.
Do I need to take over for NBC and Bro? Like, do I need to
be president for a while? Like, he loved it. He was asking for it. Oh my God, you guys.
What kind of statement is this? Who is behind this keyboard? Like, I picture, you know, like when you like search for like dog memes or something, like you see like the dog typing on the computer with the glasses. I feel like this is like who wrote this memo. Like, who? Okay.
What
I don't
are you
know.
Doing? I know. The whole legal department so bad. Just,
sorry. Everybody in legal's got to get out of here. Everybody.
Like, you guys don't say that.
No.
He liked it. He was having a good time. He was laughing. Oh, my God. Jeez.
Let me write the memos. Good God.
Let me write the memos.
Goodness.
I know. So, so bad. So bad. Let me go to the chat and see what you... Don't say it, Kendrick. Marianne, I don't know if that was stupid. That's a funny... Oh, my face hurts. That is hilarious.
A lot. I'm like, oh.
Oh, God. Okay. Did I miss anything in regards to Joe Bradley and Danielle? Oh, I wasn't even going to talk about that, but I guess I could talk about that real quick. Yeah, Joe Bradley basically released a statement, not released a statement, but when asked about his relationship with Danielle, he's like, it moved really fast. And I think now we're just kind of chill. Meaning like, I don't like her anymore.
I keep up with the Summer House people through social media. He's a Southern Hospitalier, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't watch that show.
And then Luann, I don't partake in a lot of stuff now, but he's the one that said something. I found this statement kind of wild because he says something like, she's like really settled in her career and she has some business and I'm just getting started, hoping to make a real, what do you say, an impact in the food and beverage industry, like something wild like that. I was like, you're on a show with Level, right? Like, what is he implying that he wants to do here? I don't know.
I'm like, you want to be a reality TV star, dude. Be quiet.
Exactly. Like, shut up. Do you think he slept with Luann?
No, although Luann, I'm sorry. I don't know what poison she drank to look like young forever. But she looks incredible. Mm-hmm. And that bitch has lived a hard life. She has drank. She has definitely done coke. She has partied her face off and she still looks good. So there's some hope there, people.
Some things. I'm just saying.
Okay. I don't know if you're going to care about this topic, but I got on this topic because it was like a TMZ notification and I like kind of went down a rabbit hole.
They break most of my news to me, so I probably know.
I have a TV. I have it like on a setting to notify like when new ones come in. So that's my news. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about Cher and her son Elijah and the conservatorship or any of that?
I only know about the young boy she was dating.
Exactly.
Something entirely different. So yes, tell me all about it.
Okay. So I didn't realize. I remember seeing that she was petitioning to have her son put into a conservatorship and make her the conservator. Mm. But there is like drama in this situation. So Elijah, he doesn't want his mom. He now has come out and said, I don't want this conservatorship and I don't want my mom to be the conservator either. Because he claims he's sober now, he's paying his bills, he's had a whole history of drug abuse, that's been the issue, and he's been making payments, but his wife, Elijah's wife, they call her Queen, and her name's like Mariangela, something like that, Queen King is her music name, she's the lead singer of a band. They were married for 10 years, but okay, so she, her and Cher do not get along.
So are they still currently married?
Okay, I'll take us through the timeline of events because it's very messy. So November 2021, Elijah files for a divorce from his wife.
From King Queen,
Queen King. November 2022, a year later, Elijah and Queen, they spent, quote, nearly 2 weeks at a hotel in New York City to work on their marriage. Now, I don't, to me, that kind of sounded like they were holed up doing drugs. Like, I was like, okay, a guy with a history of drug abuse. I don't know. It just didn't sound great to me, but I feel like I don't know.
Be somewhere, a hotel much cheaper too, because you're not getting any kind of rates in New York, but anyway.
Any kind of rates.
That's just me in the hospitality industry. Let me show.
The fact that you went there. So stupid.
Just saying, go to the Midwest or something. I don't know.
Okay, so allegedly this happened. Cher vehemently has denied this. King says in documents that on the night of their anniversary in November of 2022, four men came to our hotel and removed Elman, her Elijah, from our room. She said at the time she filed, she was, I'm currently unaware of my husband's well-being or whereabouts. I'm very concerned and worried about him. I was told by one of the four men who took him that they were hired by his mother. Cher. Okay. So after he went to this place, he was taken to treatment and he was not allowed to speak to his wife.
But also she got them to take him to rehab.
So she got, okay. So, but okay, so allegedly where they took him to somewhere in Mexico, in Rosarito, Mexico, and she was unable, she calls it held captive. He was held captive there for 2 months until Mexican federal agents escorted him out and dropped him off at the border.
Not the federales. I know you're lying.
But according to the other filings or whatever the hell, it was that he went from there to a rehab. Now I'm like, so wait, did they take him out of this? But she described, this is what she says. She's like, I've always been a champion for the sober community and for his sobriety. What I am not okay with are establishments that exclude me, his wife, from being part of his treatment and recovery. And I am not okay with pop-up, makeshift, unethical scam rehabs, which take full advantage of families in desperate situations and seek to fraudulently exploit insurance companies for services not rendered. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's right.
But she describes the setting as at one point he had to sleep in a locked cage with six other people. Like this place, I don't know if it was one of those things where Cher sent him to a place she thought was going to be good, like with like alternative medicine, and it ended up being like this.
I thought you were about to reference another people we know that sent somebody somewhere, but I won't.
I thought that's what I was going to say actually first.
Well, okay, because you said, and I was like.
And I stopped. I was like, nope, we're not going to say that. I don't want to go there right now.
Yep.
So this all happened allegedly in 2022, okay? This all happened in 2022. Well, now it's 2024, right? And I think it was in 2023 that after rehab, that's when Cher said he needs to be in a conservatorship and I need to be the conservator. So looking through the filing, I'm like, who's right, who's wrong? The main objective of the ex-wife was to get financial assistance. So then I'm wondering, are you just hoping, because so he has money that comes to him from his father's trust. His father was a famous musician. So he gets money and shares basically saying he cannot, it's like Britney. He can't handle getting all this money. He's just going to waste it on drugs.
Was it Sonny? Was Sonny?
No, not Sonny. Michael Allman.
Well, that makes sense. Okay. That's not his last name. Okay.
Yeah. So she's saying that he can't handle the money. He can't handle money. He's going to just basically be spending it all on drugs. But I'm also wondering if she's like, and we're not going to give his wife any money either. Or she's going to get like a limited amount of money. But she's claiming that she hasn't had any access to any spousal support, nothing. And allegedly there's like stuff that she still has in the home that they won't let her into. She can't retrieve all of her belongings. Yeah. So go ahead.
How old are they? King and Queen, Elijah and Queen King. Queen.
I don't know. I don't have that data. Some 40s?
I was going to say maybe 40s and 50s or
40s,
something.
Okay. Yeah, 40s, something okay. like that. Yeah, 40s, something like that. And but now Elijah, like currently as of just a few days ago, has come forward and said, my mom is not to be my conservator. I'm fine. I've been making payments. I'm sober since October. I'm good. And of course, his wife is like, yeah, we don't need Cher. So I don't, he's not like, he's been having to submit drug tests and stuff. So he is sober. Like they verified that he is sober. Is Cher just like this monster mother?
Maybe. You listen, I'm here to tell y'all something about that son mother relationship. It can go, if we've seen it almost in every celebrity like pairing, mm-hmm. their relationship sometimes can be a boogaloo. Like mothers can let go of a lot of kids, but sometimes I wonder where he falls. Like, is he her only son or is there other kids?
No,
or?
She's got Chaz Bono. Chaz
Bono.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's Chaz and it's Elijah. Chaz since,
what reality show was that?
Something, I know, right? What was that?
Real Life, maybe?
Yeah, something like that.
It was a long time ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, something about mothers and old sons sometime is hard. It's weird. Like I see it all. Like I always think like Blueface and his mom. We finally got him in jail, thank God. But his mom is like the worst person on the planet. You see every time in reality TV, especially like if there is money involved, then it really gets nasty sometimes. So if they told me that, I could believe it.
Yeah, like so this whole time she's been like Elijah's been having drug problems. The wife claims she's never herself had a drug problem and she's never, quote, enabled him with the drug problem. I'm like, okay, that is hard to believe, but fine. Okay. But that is also kind of hard to believe. Mm-hmm. Like that's a lot you know what I mean? That's a lot. So was Cher really just sending, let's pretend Cher's the good one. Okay. So in that case, she finds out that her son and his soon to be ex-wife are now trying to reconcile and they've been in the same hotel for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And she's like, he's doing drugs. So she sends those four men in to get him. But it's like, what if he was at like a lovely place? What if he was at a
right.
And now she's like, it was this whole prison that he couldn't get out of or whatever the hell. And then she's filing stuff because she's saying, I don't have any money coming in. I can't afford prescription medication, her words. So is she doing all this for money? Is she brainwashing the son to think that Cher's a bad guy? Or is Cher fucking diabolical like that? And she's like, he is not, that is not his wife. I refuse to allow it. And like had him kidnapped and brought to something. Like, Either or. It's I had no idea this was happening with Cher.
This right? a lot. They deep over there. I don't know, Cher. I'm still no here to the idea. Rivers and lakes I'm used to. I don't know about this.
Elijah is 47 and Queen King is 36. Cher is worth $375 million. Okay. Susan says she thinks that Cher is looking out for her kid. Greg Allman. Thank you, Irene. Greg Allman is the dad, not Michael.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure she talks to Chaz anymore. Yeah, good. I think actually that's a good question. I can't remember if they're on good terms or not. But yeah, okay. So people are saying that they're thinking Cher is actually looking out.
There's probably a whole lot, because especially since we know most of the story from Queen's vantage point, then that might be skewing it a lot. So maybe,
then that really worries me, because then the wife is like, you don't need your mom to be a conservator. Here's my other favorite part, though. Part of the filing of the reasons why they don't think Cher should be the conservator is because, this is according to Queen, she claims Cher doesn't drive, doesn't make her own food or dress herself. And she calls her manic depressive. I'm like, what?
Aww.
Yeah. So maybe is Queen just the total nightmare? Like, either
is
way.
Is she the problem?
Is she the drama?
I think so.
So we, so yeah, okay. So if we're going, if we're team Cher on this, I'm going to side with Cher until otherwise. Okay. So I'm, I would prefer to side with Cher. That Let's is a much that. More comfortable place for me to be because I love yes. her.
Let's do okay. that. Let's do that.
So we are team Cher. We are anti Queen King. We hope that Elijah can be, I hope the conservatorship actually goes through then. Because that's the only thing is if Cher's in control, if Cher's in control of Elijah's money, like the trust he gets, mm-hmm. then I'm sure she's not going to be forking over the money that maybe Queen King has been used to getting or like stealing. I don't know.
Right.
Who there, knows?
I don't know. This, how much was, okay, I'm trying to look up this man, because I feel like it's embarrassing to say, because, right, I'm like, I don't know who Greg Allman is.
Greg Allman from the Allman yeah. Brothers?
I don't even know what to do. Okay.
Y'all, you don't know that?
I'm pretty black, I'm sorry, let me
I was going to say, it's very white. It's oh, very
okay,
white.
He did die. Okay, let me see his net worth. I'm so damn nosy. Okay, let me see. How much did he have? They okay.
Oh, it says here what the son Elijah gets. Let's see what it says. It was only like 120,000. Yeah, 100. He makes 120,000 a year.
Oh, okay.
From the dad.
Oh, that's a nice trust.
Which isn't too much. It's not like we're getting a million, but still.
Right. I mean, that's a good paying job that, you know, people can attain. That's, you know, so that, okay, that's, I'd be okay. I'm okay. You know what? I've ruled on the case. Tap, tap. I am okay with Elijah spending his little money. Go spend your money. Get spend Queen King some money for groceries because she her medicine, and then yeah. you keep the rest. There you go.
Her medicine?
She'll be all right. There we go.
This is amazing.
So we ain't got to worry about that no more.
Okay. That wraps. That's done for my agenda. I wanted to give you guys a couple minutes to like throw a question at us, and we could do like a Q&A, if you will. Right before I got on here, I went to put on this necklace, and it's the little tiny string or the gold chain is tangled.
Oh,
and it's like I'll never get it.
I'm about to say you'll never get that on.
It's making me crazy.
I didn't want to be negative and put it out there, but I was like,
especially with my nails. I'm fucked. Who is good. Natalie Nunn fighting this week? Marion says.
Ooh, child. Okay. Some of everybody, but right now they're okay. Let's talk about this. Okay. So right now, Zeus just announced, like, I think we might have talked about it last week, but, you know, NeNe is hosting the Baddies reunion. Y'all know I'm a faithful Baddies watcher. I watch every Sunday. Yes, I'm ashamed. Yes, I'm going to keep watching. But now, I recorded with Taria recently, and I told her, I said, in my mind at least, Zeus somehow is like, they're giving out, like, checks. Like, oh. The people over there are cashing, like, checks.
Who sent them some money?
Oh, and you know what? Like, people, I feel like Zeus is, like, the biggest sleeper hit that, like, people want to
acknowledge. Yeah, actually, yeah.
I know it was, like, number one on, like, the, like, download streamer, like, platforms for a while. Like, people were downloading a hell out of Zeus because of those shows. Baddies, Jocelyn's Cabaret, Bad Boy, like, all these shows.
Jocelyn's Cabaret.
And, oh, my God, I needed to come back. It is the most ridiculous-ass show, but I love it so much. But now we just found out that she's one of the guest judges for the next season, which is going to be in between seasons they always hold like the auditions, so we see some of the baddies that might appear on the new season. She's going to be one of the hosts. It's going to be Baddies Caribbean. So now NeNe is attached to that too. And I told Taria, I said, Taria, they're handing out checks at Zeus, but this is NeNe Leakes. In my mind, the only way they could have got her is if they signed her for multiple things. So I was thinking like all these little pop-ups. I was thinking hosting, the like that guest spot stuff. And then at some point, I don't know what angle they're going to come at. I don't know if they're going to like pair her up with Tiffany Pollard New York or what they're going to do. But I think she's going to wind up with her own show on Zeus too. Because I think she's sick of waiting around for Bravo to come to her senses. She's just like, I'm just going to move on. Zeus is handing out checks like it's nothing. So I think we're going to be seeing a lot more NeNe on Zeus.
That would be a very smart move for Zeus, because all the Bravo people who miss Nene are going over there. Like, you're going to pull in a new audience if you do that.
Because we watched, we all loved the season of College Hill that she was on. That was good. You know, she pops up on random stuff, and we're all, it's always a good time. So bring Nene on. But Nene got to be careful, because they tussle on Zeus now. They, Nene, protect yourself. They tussle over there, girl. Like, they fight for you. You think Portia's something? No, baby, they fights for real over there. So be careful. Be careful. All right, now, be careful.
Okay, let's do one last one. What housewives / Bravo celebrities do you want on the next season of Traitors?
Ooh, Dr. Heavenly, obviously. Let me go through the shows. I'm trying to think. I want Kenya Moore and Dr. Heavenly for sure. That'll please
me. Do you want? Would you want Kenya to be a traitor?
I actually would want Kenya to be a faithful.
Me too. Yeah,
I would. You know what? Too. I want Candy on there too, and I think Candy would make a great traitor, because I don't
Candy
think
Candy would be a traitor.
Right? She would play the game so smart, she's so competitive, and she. That's the one there. I think her and who else?
Candy definitely needs to be on the neck because she's so competitive. You're right. Like, we need that element. I love when Candy gets competitive. It's my favorite Candy. She gets like blinded by it. And just, she's so funny. Okay, who else do we want?
I love it. What are the shows? Are there? I don't need it. I'm sorry. I don't need any Summer House people. Keep them where they are. Just keep it to Housewives and our, you know, Merits and Medicine, those girls. That's all I need.
I would like to see Teresa, just because I think she'd be funny to watch.
She would. No, she'd literally be the next season Sheree. Sheree don't know what the hell is going on.
Sheree gets mad at everyone else as if she's not a part of it.
I voted for John. I don't know why, but I voted for John. Then she's like, now I'm pissed. Why didn't y'all get it right?
It's
like,
me.
Girl. Like, who are you? What are you doing?
You're not contributing enough to fix it. So shut up. Shut up, Sheree. So yeah, Teresa would be funny to see on there.
I'm a pick from all the worlds, actually. This is a fun question for me. Because I watch Big Brother, so I would want maybe somebody from like the Cookout. No, I want another like Big Brother staple, like maybe Davon would. Or like,
I like Davon. I like that one. That's a good one.
Brittany or Taylor. Davon, Brittany or Taylor from Big Brother. They'd all be good. I'd want to see any of them on there. I don't watch Survivor though. That's the only like.
I don't either. I don't watch Survivor.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any other challengers that would be fun to see on there. I think Devin is an obvious choice for traitors. Yeah, because he's such a little sneaky guy.
There's a guy, he overlaps. I think he started on Big Brother because I watched his season.
Josh,
yes. I hated him on his season, but he's grown on me over the years and now I like him. So I
Josh
think he
would
might
be fun.
Yeah, I think he'd be fun. What about, okay, you're into the world of Love Island now. Would you want any more Love Islanders on there? Like either USA, UK, anything? Whitney!
Maura.
Ooh, Maura.
Yeah. Is it Myra? Moira. Moira. Gotta get it all in there. Cam from the challenge would be good, someone said.
Oh, I know Cam.
Cam would be, and so would Leroy. I would like to have them be there as a couple. That'd be cute. That is fun.
I know Leroy.
Oh my God, Leroy's the best. Ooh, also, what's his face? Oh God, what's his name? The one that everybody loves. He's a veteran, black guy, very attractive.
Darnell. See, that's it's so crazy to me that like people from like I was in like middle school and high school are still doing these shows. I'm like, how old were y'all when this started? Like I would be so tired. Like, no. But love that for them, because I mean get that.
What about like Katie Maloney?
Oh, okay. I'm okay with a Vanderpump or two.
Yeah, that she'd be kind of just interesting. She might be boring, but she could also be interesting. I don't know. Craig
like
Conover, someone said. Craig Conover, 100%. Sorry. Hey. Yeah. He's, yep.
What?
So curious. He would be really good because he loves observing people, so he'd be really good.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I hate this person, but I feel like he'd fill in for like the role that Kevin plays, just dumb and there. Tom, if we wanted Vanderpump people, Tom Schwartz would be a good Kevin. Because he's dumb. I know, I hate him, but he'd be dumb. We could see him get voted off though, because he's dumb.
He likes getting voted off. He could be like, "Oh, that's guys, true. Shucks."
You know what? He was enjoyable to me. I hate him on Vanderpump because he's so. I hate everything about him, but he was enjoyable to me on Stars on Mars. But simply because he had Portia there to like make him funny, so that was it. Otherwise, there's no redeemable qualities in him. So
no, but we do need to. I really liked
put Portia on there.
Portia was amazing on Stars on Mars. I didn't even finish it, but she was everything. She was vital, vital. Marshawn Lynch. He needs to be on every show. At least one time, for sure.
Am I the only one that feels like it's not a reality, like, competition show if Lamar Odom doesn't pop up at some point?
Okay, there we go. That's a good point.
Pops up on everything. So, like,
Tiffany Pollard.
Tiffany Pollard, of course. Queen, yes. God.
This is fun. Kenesha
Thomas. Let us cast it. Just put everybody up there.
This is too easy. This is way too fun.
I love this. Can I pose a question to you and everybody that's watching?
Ooh, yes.
I'm not like I'm obsessed with it, so I'm going to go back and watch some other stuff. But like, I feel like the reason I'm enjoying this season specifically so much is because it's all like all stars, like all reality people, and I love them all. Do people that watch like the first season and other like countries and stuff, do you prefer like this format where it's all people we know, or do you like it where half the cast is strangers and half the cast is celebrity? What do you prefer more?
See, that's so tough because part of me wants it to come back to, I want it to open up to friends of mine. Like I think you, okay. I think Donnie, I think there's people that
I would love to see Donnie on there.
That could be so good on it. And so if they continue with this format, then that doesn't get to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know because I know too many people that are like real friends that would be so good on this show. Like Pia, I'd love to see Pia on it. So, like stuff like that. Yeah. So I just, for that reason, I wish they would switch it back just to give those people an opportunity. However, they have to be very careful with who they cast because like last season, Andy was just having mental breakdowns left and right. So,
But even this season, we had Deontay who was not handling it well either.
Deontay had to leave.
He had to get out of there, yeah.
He's like, I quit, okay? I don't like it at all. It also just makes more sense not to do any regular people. It just also makes sense to have it just be all celebs. So like maybe just do another Traders that's all regular people so that you can do that, you know?
Yeah. Another franchise. Just make this like the,
make this like the big celebrity brother.
Big brothers.
See?
Look at us.
That's it right
same
there.
Page. There we go.
Yeah. Well, okay, guys, that wraps us up for today, this week's weekly recap. Kendrick, tell the people where they can find you, follow you.
You can find me anywhere you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeart, all the places. I promise the rebrand is coming.
It's coming very soon.
I detoured because Emily, we talked and she made a suggestion to me that I followed up on and it's paying off. So I love the suggestion. Rebrand is coming, but right now you can find me. It's called Reality and Comics 2, or you can search my name, Kendrick Tucker. Find me everywhere. I just like to talk about the shows, and I'm talking about the Traders every week, so come join me.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys in the chat. Thank you so much. Sorry I didn't interact as much, but I appreciate you all every week for showing up, and tell your friends about it. Share this. Love ya. Mean it. Bye. Thank you so much for watching and for listening to She Speaks Bravo with Emily Hanks. If you haven't already, would you mind leaving a 5-star rating and review on whatever platform you listen? That would be amazing. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you are subscribed and hit that bell so you don't miss an episode. And if you're looking for more content, more exclusive bonus content, check out the Patreon. I post 2 exclusive episodes a month and I'm covering just the Bravo jams. like Classic Roni, Atlanta, and of course Vanderpump Rules. If you just want to support the show, head to buymeacoffee.com/SheSpeaksBravo and buy me a coffee or two or five. We also have merch available at SheSpeaksBravo.com. Make sure you're following me on the social medias. I am SheSpeaksBravo across all platforms. Thank you so much for any support you give the show, even if it's just listening. Appreciate you, love you, mean it. I'll see you soon.